Hey.
Now what's going on? You just ruined the whole beginning, man.
I'm sorry.
Man. You suck at these single player shows, man.
Oh, shoot. I do. Fail.
We'll leave it in. Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann. And with me, and maybe the only one with me for the entire show, is Rich.
Hey, what's going on, man? That's what threw me off. I was expecting to see a few more avatars there on Skype. And it was just me and you. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, Corey had to work today, and he said this should be the last time that he has to work on a Sunday for a while. So
good. We miss him, man.
And Mark, I looked at the outline, and instead of putting a message out on Facebook to say, hey, guys, I'm not going to be there. No, he puts it on the drive thing, and I'm like, what? I was like, and you could have just told us that in chat. Nope.
It wouldn't be Mark if he just told us in chat, you know?
he's done messed everything up because he doesn't know that I also played Fire Emblem. Fire Emblem Birthright. Okay. Oh, I see. You're putting shit on here. I got you.
Yes,
I got you.
Dude, somebody got a new toy and he loves it.
Uh-oh, Mark is talking. On the phone, will likely be able to join y'all in about 15.
Oh,
15 what?
So nice of him to bestow us with his presence.
Let's get on to some news and rants here. So I guess the big news story this week, it's not on this list, but Lionhead Studios got closed down.
Dude, yeah.
And I know me and you both liked Fable Legends, what we had played.
Yes, we had. Nice.
And I was really excited for that game coming out. And, that game was supposed to release last year before the holidays. And then it kind of got pushed up to this year. And I was like, well, maybe they want to give it more time and everything. And I played a couple games of it. And I was like, this is really fun and interesting. But I guess it just got canceled. And, I mean, I guess it wasn't, I don't know.
Fun and interesting enough for the majority of people. I mean, it kind of threw me off a little bit because, when I've been playing the beta since it launched because I'm a big Fable fan, and they've come a long way with it. And it at first I wasn't liking it. I was like, this is kind of bare bones and whatever. But as the beta progressed, they started adding a lot more things that made it Fable-ish.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the the NPCs and voice acting and the background. It's a lot of the whimsy that you associate mm-hmm. with a Fable game worked its way into it. And I was like, you know what? I'm really excited to play this. I can't believe it's free to play. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I can think is maybe they kind of realized the free to play model. Maybe they just couldn't make it work for that game. And they had to freaking can it. It's such a shame, man. I really wanted to. I guess we could. If you're on the beta, I guess you can play it until what, April 6th or something like that.
Yeah, but there's really no point. I mean.
Yeah, I know.
But it's really disappointing because that game was fun, and I don't think they got it out to enough people.
No.
It's just weird that I guess they didn't think it was going to be done in enough time, but I mean. And people were like, well, what's Lionhead done? Their last real game was Fable 3. I mean, the game after that was Fable Horse-Drawn Carriage Simulator, which was god-awful.
Right.
Fable the Journey. Yeah. And
something that people haven't really taken much note of, but I was kind of thinking was, since Peter Molyneux left Lionhead, I mean, both of their fortunes have kind of gone south, haven't they?
Yeah.
I mean, Peter Molyneux's been mired in some controversy over, his
God game and
yeah, and Lionhead they seem sort of like they're rudderless without Molyneux there to provide that extra spark and yeah. it's just a shame because I really wanted another Fable like badly.
Well, and to be fair though, they still have the rights to Fable. And who knows? Maybe they will make another Fable game using another studio or something, but. I mean, honestly, Lionhead isn't really Lionhead. Most of the good people from Lionhead left anyway.
Right, exactly. And I mean, and therein lies the problem. And a lot of them left when Molyneux left, correct?
It's what if I remember that correctly, that is true.
Yeah. So, I mean, a name is a name, but you need the people are what make the studio.
Right.
And I think this is a prime example.
What is going on in the background?
Oh, sorry, man. I was hoping you wouldn't hear that. I forgot to charge my Surface last night, so I'm getting my charger so I don't die in the middle of the show. So I'm on the floor right now getting my charger out of the laundry room, and now I'm heading back.
I was like, what is that? Well, I didn't even know you were moving through the house holding your Surface either. Yeah, so I was like,
Surface is awesome, man.
But no, so Lionhead's closed down, and then a lot of those people got laid off, or all those people got laid off, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And Sony was gonna have a hiring event for them. Oh, and that's right, Lionhead. A lot of the people that left Lionhead went and formed Media Molecule.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So maybe some of those will have. But I don't know. Looking at that shitty game they got coming out, I don't know.
Yeah, like I said, man. I mean, game development is sort of it's like a black art. It's like sort of, for a racing analogy, suspension. A guy who knows how to do a really good suspension on a race car, it's hard to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like black magic. And I think really good game development is sort of like black magic too. You need a lot of ingredients to make a really good game.
Right, yeah.
It's not just money. It's just not one, you know, super, you know, like a celebrity developer. You know, mm-hmm. you need a group.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it seems like the days of I can't think of his name now.
Cliffy B.
Well, Cliffy B is probably one of the more recent ones that's really well known, but he hasn't even really done much. I mean,
right? It takes a team, man.
So I was trying to think of the guy that did Doom.
Oh my gosh, I forgot his name.
Yeah,
but yeah, that dude.
But so you know, and to bring up Sony, man, I have to say something. You know, I shit on the PlayStation 4 and everything, but they showed that new trailer, I guess, 2 weeks ago for Uncharted 4.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that game looks amazing. The graphics on that game look spectacular.
Cool, man.
I'm not exactly a fan of that series or the way it plays, because I think
neither am I.
I think it's too much shooting and not enough exploring. It's like it does the opposite of Tomb Raider, where it's a lot of shooting and not as much exploring. Yeah. But I swear that game looks really fantastic. So
you know what? maybe I'll be getting a PS4. It wouldn't be for Uncharted though. It may be for No Man's Sky. I gotta see what's going on with that game first. I mean, maybe that's the game that makes me pull the trigger.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I just worry about that game because I get bored with these games where there's, I don't know, where it's like, oh, you're supposed to be making your own fun type thing, because I'm good. Right. I enjoy it for a while, like Minecraft. I really enjoyed it for like that first week, and then I'm like, I felt like once I had seen everything that I could do in the game and realized that was it, you know, if there's no story to tie it all together, I get bored. And it's the same way with like a lot of like role-playing games like Skyrim and Fallout anymore.
That's funny you mention that. I mean, this is the first Fallout that I have no intention on finishing. I kind of came to that realization last week, and you know, maybe it's because you know I'm a dad and I got to do other things besides play games. But I do play a lot of games still. So you know, I need, like you said, I need that story to really keep me engaged. Mm-hmm. And Fallout 4, is it just me or Fallout 4 just isn't as engaging as Fallout 3 was?
I think to me that was so exciting is because it was new.
Yeah.
I had never played a game, you know, like setting that for me, I'd never played a game setting that style in that kind of wasteland and being that open and stuff, except for, you know, like those two, the Elder Scrolls games, the Morrowind, mm-hmm. and not Skyrim, the other one I can't think of right now, Elder Scrolls 4. Oh, Oblivion.
Oblivion, yeah.
And so, you know, I liked sword combat and stuff, but then I got really bored. I was in the Morrowind when it was on Xbox, and when Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion came out for Xbox 360, I got bored of that game super quick. So it's like these games where there's no cohesive, like, I know there's a story, but the characters, it's basically you're supposed to be imprinting yourself on these characters, and I don't really like that style of role-playing game anymore.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think it all comes down to a matter of preference. This is like, it's as great as GTA games are, The only GTA game like I finished was Red Dead Redemption, and that's because of the story. The story was a little more cohesive and I guess you could say linear than the GTA game. So I was able to stay invested in it more and finish. And frankly, I thought it was a little more interesting game. I guess I'm not really into crime games. Like, I don't like, even like crime movies that much.
Yeah,
come to think of it. So
I don't know. To me, what I like about Grand Theft Auto is just the crazy driving and shooting up things and stuff like that. And
yeah,
and the online is fantastic when you've got a good group of people together. So, but so well,
hey, you know what I was thinking, Rob? Before Mark joined us, maybe this is a good time for me to gush about something that I've been doing the past week. With the I got a 3DS, and instead of bore everybody else with it, I'll just bore you with it.
Okay, sure. And then we can go talk about a few other things here.
Yeah, yeah. Because he wants, you know, I figure by the time he gets here, you know, we'll be ready to talk about what we really want to talk about today. So, Rob, I got the new 3DS XL.
So, and it's specifically the new 3DS.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And it's funny, a week ago, it wasn't even on my radar. The kids wanted me to watch Nintendo Direct with them. So I was like, yeah, we'll sit down and watch it, guys. And all these really interesting 3DS games started popping up. And I'm like, wow, man, that's kind of cool. So I started doing a little research on what games I missed, like the Bravely games and Xeno Chronicles and Monster Hunter. And I went and got one. And the kids are like, oh man, our 3DS is so small.
Oh, like, so you made your kids jealous. Way to go, Rich.
Well, dude, okay, well, they got my old XL. They're like, hey dad, can I borrow it? Started off as borrowing and now it's theirs. So they have 2DSs. So I told them this one is strictly off limits. Yeah, so I picked one up and I right now I'm playing, oh my gosh, dude, I'm playing, well, maybe both of us can talk about this. I started playing Fire Emblem Birthright. Dude, DS development has come a long way since I played like Dragon Quest 8 on it. Yeah. It's, wow. First of all, I thought the whole 3D thing, I know this is, a lot of people say it's kind of gimmicky. It works really well for me. I guess the new 3DS
it has a motion tracker.
Yeah, and yeah. It actually works pretty doggone good. So
I still turn it off because of battery life.
Yeah, I keep it on like medium. Oh my gosh, dude. Fire Emblem is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a pretty good game. Now, we're talking about Fire Emblem Birthright.
Yeah.
Because there are two different ones, because there is Conquest, and it's a totally different game, and it's basically set up to be a harder version of Fire Emblem like the old ones are.
I'm walking before I run. So right. I started with Birthright because I've never played a Fire Emblem
before. And then there's also a third one coming out in this series.
It's out. It's out.
Oh, it's out?
Yes, it came out. See, I'm all on the 3DS now. It came out on Thursday. Yeah. So what I'm probably going to do is I would get through Fire Emblem, which I'm freaking loving. And then I'll step the Conquest and I'll follow it up with, I'm gonna play all three, dude. I am completely immersed in this universe. I mean, you're basically, if you don't know, it's set in a universe where there's like a warring clan versus like a quote unquote peace loving clan. It's a little more, the Warren clan is a little more European centric and the peaceful clan is a little more like Japanese centric. Go figure. It is a Japanese game. And one game, Birthright, pretty much takes place on the peace loving side, and Conquest, which is hard, it takes place on the
Well, have you got to where the story splits? Where you get to make the choice and decide?
Not yet.
Okay, so. Oh, and I want to also introduce. I also want to introduce Mark to the call.
Hello. What?
Hey.
I'm so confused.
Well, we figured you might be a little while, so dude, I get that 3DS.
So you just okay? I was like, so, did you already go through all the news and rants and?
Oh no,
and
no, no.
The division and all that. No. I was like, what the hell? How this has like been 15 minutes? How are we already on the 3DS?
No. So I figured we'd knock that out before you got on. But yeah, I was just telling everybody how much I love Fire Emblem and I love my 3DS. And
have the XL?
I got the XL, the new XL.
Yeah. I really want the new 3DS. Have they released a new one other than an Animal Crossing bundle? Or like a standalone of the regular size one?
There's a Fire Emblem bundle, which I would recommend because Fire Emblem is freaking amazing.
Jesus, get your dick out of Fire Emblem, Rick.
Dude, I can't, man. It's stuck there, man. That bundle only
comes with one of the versions, I'm assuming, not the special edition.
That I don't know, but you know what? It's the regular one is freaking worth it. It's incredible.
The regular one as in Birthright.
Yes.
Not whatever the other one's called.
Conquest. They're all three out now. I didn't realize that. He just told me that. The other one came out on Thursday.
Yeah, I think it was like a two-week whatever thing for the special edition people.
So I've been playing that. I've been playing Xenoblade Chronicles. The Xenoblade Chronicles, which is... Wow. Not as graphically impressive as Fire Emblem, but... Man, a lot of voice acting in it, a lot going on. I love that new, what's that new control, that little gray button that's a controller for?
Oh, that's the...
The nub?
The nub. Man, that thing works really well in that. Like, this, dude, I just... Yeah, Xenoblade Chronicles.
That game is fantastic.
I gotta say, I don't know, Rob, you suggested it to me, and I played for about 5 minutes. I was like, this looks kind of bland, blah, blah, blah. And then you get to
the real game.
The real game. And I was like, holy cow. And this, I'm not used to that much voice acting in a handheld game. I was like, Mike, dude, this thing is like a full fledged Japanese RPG. Cause I've been playing pretty much just consoles, you know, for RPGs for the, you know, past 10 years. Mm-hmm. Very seldom do I play on a handheld because I always thought that the experience was a little bit slighted. But the RPGs I'm playing right now on the 3DS, that's where I'm like, I wonder where all the Japanese, the AAA Japanese RPGs have gone. Where have they gone? They've gone to the handheld space and they're really good.
Yeah.
Are you a Persona guy?
Yes, I am. That's on my Q is on my list as well, man. That's.
Did you for the Vita? Did you play Golden?
Yes, I play Gold. Yep.
All right.
I did have a question about Xenoblade. How far did you get, Rich? Did you play? You played a little bit, right?
Yeah. I'm past the bombard. You know, when you first party up for the first time and stuff. Because I've also been playing Final Fantasy Explorers, which isn't as good.
But... Xenoblade. I love the story in that game, and I feel like you know that we don't get a good RPG story like that anymore. I was totally invested in that game, and you know what, dude? That game took me 100 hours to finish.
Dude, I'm loving it. I had to cool my jets. I got so excited. I bought that, dude. Monster Hunter. Have you guys played Monster Hunter 4?
I'm not a Monster Hunter fan.
I'm not either.
I have thought about it, but to me, Monster Hunter is a game I would either rather have on a Vita or a console.
Mm-hmm. No, you would rather have it on a 3DS.
Don't you tell him what he wants.
No, trust me. I don't. No. I would. I'm pretty sure I'd rather have it on a real controller because of the way it controls.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't want two shoulder buttons. And also, I don't have a new 3DS, so that's another reason why I didn't try it. Oh yeah, I'm just made of money.
Can you tell I got my bonus?
I could definitely tell. I was like, all these things that are on the list, I'm like, well, he either got his tax return really early or something else.
I got my bonus. So, oh my goodness. Yeah, that Final Fantasy Explorer. I played a little bit of that. Final Fantasy Explorers.
It's that sort
of
game like just didn't appeal to me.
Yeah, I'm still trying to do like the
basics. What is that one again?
It's like a dumbed
like
down
chibi characters and
in a Final Fantasy Online kind of setting almost, but with very bare bones.
Like is it kind of like that other one that was announced at E3 Worlds or something?
I don't know. That one looked like crap too.
Yeah. I kind of like the way that one looked.
This one's kind of compared to like a Fire Emblem or a Xeno Chronicles. This one's kind of Xenoblade. It's kind of lacking, to say the least. Yeah. You know, I'll stop gushing about the 3DS, but man, there's some cool RPGs there.
Well, yeah, there's going to be plenty of stuff when you wait, whatever, 5 years to get one.
And his kids can't steal this one. He doesn't put the ball.
Can't.
He waits until the right piece of hardcore is out. Not that the original was bad. It just, one, yeah. The 3D did not work unless you were looking and, like, did not move your head.
At all.
And the battery is awful.
Yeah. Oh, I also tried getting some Amiibos, too.
Oh, that's right. I did. I was so disappointed.
You know what's funny? Remember when Amiibos were hard to find and super expensive? Now it's the complete opposite. You go on Amazon and you say, like, oh, this one's for $4. This one's for $5.
Oh, really? I didn't even think about that.
But the ones that I want are still expensive. Like Shulk from Xenoblade Chronicles. Shulk, yeah. I had to... he cost me like $22. That's the cheapest I could find him for. Yeah, and I had to get him from Japan.
Oh, I got mine from GameStop.
You were just too impatient to look in other places.
No, dude. I went online, looked at GameStop. They were out of stock. I went to stores. They didn't have anything. The only thing I could find in stores were Animal Crossing.
Those are oversaturated as fuck.
Yeah, Animal Crossing and... what else? Yoshi.
Those two.
And Kirby.
Every time I go, all I see is Mario, Luigi, the Princess, Bowser, and then like Toad, and then just like all the freaking Animal Crossing characters.
Have you ever checked Best Buy?
No, dude, the Best Buy is the oldest. The Best Buy, the closest Best Buy to me is probably 25 miles away now. So
that sucks. Because that's where I've gotten most of my Amiibos. They usually have a lot of things. I remember recently they had a huge influx of all the, what is it? The Squid one. Why can't I think of the name of that thing?
Oh, Squid Kid.
What is the name of that game?
Splatoon.
God. Yeah, they had all of those. They had the 3-pack and the singles.
Yeah. I have seen Splatoon too, but, you know, I'm not.
Restocked almost all of them.
Hmm.
Like, even from the old one. Like, the ones they haven't restocked are the other Kirby ones that aren't Kirby.
Yeah.
And then they didn't restock What's-His-Face from Earthbound. I don't think that was ever brought back.
I've seen a lot of him, too.
But even, like, the Gold Mario is, like, 20 or less on Amazon now.
Hmm.
I think that one was supposed to be in short supply, but...
Yeah, I guess the other one I got too, and she was $22. Was what's that chick from Fire Emblem?
Pikachu. That's another one you see everywhere.
What's her name?
I can't think of her name, but
yeah, I got her. She was $20.
Marth?
She was $20. No, Lucia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. If you go to Best Buy, you'll see a shitload of the friggin' Falco. Holy crap.
Yeah. Who wants Falco?
I think the figure is actually nice. I'm just like,
it's cool, but I mean, what am I going to use it for outside of Smash Brothers?
I don't care about. I've never played a Star Fox game ever, and I don't care about Star Fox.
Yeah, I don't either.
Don't want to play one. I really want the Shovel Knight Amiibo, even though I haven't played the
game.
Yeah,
dude,
I've seen that at Toys R Us.
It's so pretty.
Yeah, I wanted that too because I have a Shovel Knight on the 3DS too, and I was like, man, I should get that. But that was the cheapest I could find it for online was like $26.
Oh man,
it's in stock at Best Buy.
Yeah. It is okay.
Yeah, I'll try.
Also
with Best Buy because I am like part of the rewards member and of the elite thing. Like, I get free shipping on everything, and I get the 20% off. So you could always just be like, here's a PayPal, and then I will just have it shipped to you. Okay. If they're like something in those cases that you want.
Okay, yeah, dude, I'm totally invested now, and you know, I'm kind of digging it too because the kids play a lot of DS games and stuff, so you know, I'm kind of getting into the Nintendo stuff with my kids, so it's kind of fun.
I have more Amiibo figures than I should have, but I just like them as figures.
Yeah, they are pretty cool, man.
Like, I think the Amiibo and Disney Infinity are the best.
Yeah, I do too.
Yep.
And I have heard. Did you pick the what is it? Not Phantom Hourglass.
Twilight Princess.
You picked up that Amiibo. I've heard nothing but amazing things about that.
It's a nice amiibo. I'm just disappointed that I picked it up, though, having to buy the game, because I'm probably not going to play that game very much because I've already finished it. But
send it to me. I'll play it. I really do want to play
it.
You
really want to play
it? Yeah. Because I have Wind Waker, and I played it. I finished that. I like that game. But I played Twilight Princess for like 4 hours, and then I just stopped playing for whatever reason.
You know, I'm trying to figure out. Sorry, I played it. Well, I'm gonna get a Zelda game here. I want to take cool my jets a little bit. I gotta take a break. I'm just buying too many DS games right now. But which one would you guys suggest I get?
What is it? The Link to the Past sequel?
Yeah, that on 3DS. That game's freaking amazing.
Link to the Past?
Yes.
That's amazing. Okay, that's what I was looking at.
No, not Link to the Past. That's a Link Between Worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one we can play with four people.
No, don't play that piece of shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Do not play that piece of shit.
Have you checked out the eShop?
Oh, yeah, dude. I have. You saw my list, right?
You have access to Super Nintendo games.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's coming. That's not all available yet. I think Earthbound came out this week. Or it's going to be the last week. I'm excited. Oh, I may pick up a Link to the Past on there.
I haven't been paying any attention. I just hope that your Nintendo account and all that jazz is set up so that you buy something on the Wii U or the NX, then you get it on the other console. Cross buy. That's what I want.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna send you the same. They're gonna sell you the game same price probably.
It seems like, you know, when I set up the 3DS for my kids, it seems like the eStore's gotten a lot better since the last time I've been on it, too.
I don't know. Seems about the same. I heard the little chime of it loading up. Mm-hmm. Rich is in freaking heaven over here.
Dude,
he's like,
I am.
I'm going to buy shit. He's like me all of a sudden.
The thing that amazes me about Rich is that he has a family and a job. I just don't know how you play as many games as you do and to the extent that you do.
Dude,
I get it.
I don't sleep. my doctor knows. She's like, Rich, you need to sleep more. I'm like, I know, but there's so much life to live. I can't. You know?
I just don't.
Like, I'm going crazy.
Sleep when you're dead, right, Rich?
Right, exactly.
At this rate, it'll be 2 years.
Hey, come on. Don't jinx me.
No, Rich, right? Checking the eShop right now. I'm on Best Buy looking at 3DS consoles.
Who's running this damn show?
This is the Nintendo show, folks.
Man, they don't have any bundle on here. They just have this.
Look,
stupid,
what the fuck's wrong with this show? What the wrong with the show? I gushed about seeing the Uncharted 4 trailer. Rich is talking about Nintendo. What is this?
I know.
Wait, a new Uncharted trailer?
Well, I seen the one that was like 2 weeks ago, that the trailer, and I hadn't seen it till like the other day, and I was like,
I haven't even seen that.
Wow, I'm so impressed with the way this game looks. So
I haven't been paying attention because I don't care if it's really pretty. It's probably gonna play like shit, and still.
Oh, I agree with that, but I'm still excited to get to play it. So
Link to the Past. Where's Link to the Past at?
Link Between Worlds.
It's Link Between Worlds. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's the one I want. I want the new 3DS Pokemon.
I hate Pokemon.
I hate you.
Ah, there it is. Oh yeah.
Oh my God, the Rich, put it back in your pants, bro.
Oh yeah. Add it to my wish list. Okay.
Mm.
All right. I'm turning it off. Okay. I lied. I put it in sleep mode. So.
Well, I mean, that's all you ever really need to do.
Yeah. So we should probably be done with the Nintendo stuff, huh, guys?
No, I'm happy, though, that you like your 3DS. And
I love it. And I've fallen in love with Nintendo all over again, which is kind of cool. I had totally written them off.
I don't know if you've mentioned this yet. Do you play in 3D?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do. Oh, one more thing I want to mention too. So, I played the Bravely Second demo, and if it wasn't for the voice acting, I would really, really, really like it. I kind of like it. I need to go back and play the first one though.
I didn't like the first one. I did for like the first couple hours, but the more I played, I'm like, oh, this just feels like the old type of Final Fantasy game for like Final Fantasy 1, and it's like, I'm over that shit.
Yeah, I was. I don't know. I'm not apparently. I've come around on that. High production value, man.
There's just something about like non-random battles anymore. I just can't do the random battle shit anymore. It's just like, oof.
Yeah, well, there is that, isn't there?
But the good thing about those games is that you can turn the random battles on and off. So, like, you could actually put the slider all the way down so that you don't get attacked at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're just trying to get out of a dungeon that you just completed and just walk back to town, you can do that. Or you can turn it all the way up so that you have a battle, like, every two or three steps.
Yeah.
So, if you want to level up your character. But, I don't know. That game really drug out because I was like, these battles take too long and... And some they're just so it was so mind-numbingly boring the battles were. It was like there was no challenge to the battles once you got to a certain point, or they were just waiting.
Yeah, and you're just grinding it at a certain point, yeah.
And what made it worse is it had an auto battle with a speed boost on it. You could like hold down the button and it would auto battle faster. But the problem with that is the character's AI was so stupid that the battles would they could literally get themselves hurt if you weren't controlling them. So. But anyway, no one needs to hear about my drunken singing escapades.
Oh, me and Tommy had a good laugh.
That was awesome. Just became so depressing. I got so sad.
You're such a lightweight.
You know what's funny? I used to not be. Like, back when I was married and stuff, dude, I could put some alcohol away and like not get drunk. I lost 80 pounds and apparently lost my my ability to hold liquor too.
Dude, I tell you, ever since I had kids, like I drink very seldom. You know, that's because you know I just don't like drinking in front of my kids. And
well, I mean that's good.
Yeah, and. You know, it keeps me from playing games. So, you know, alcohol costs money. I'd rather buy a game. But, yeah, I'm with you, man. I used to be able to, especially like when I lived in Germany, I could drink a six-pack and not even be close to drunk. And I'm talking about, like, German six-pack, not, you know, our stuff.
But what started the drunken singing escapades is that me and Sean were online playing Plants vs. Zombies.
And, oh, there you go.
And when the two of us get together, we're always talking about songs and shit from like the 90s because like we'll sing Lisa Loeb's Stay to each other for fucking no reason at all. And for some reason we got talking about songs. And I'm not a music fan. Everybody knows that I'm really not a big music buff. I don't buy CDs. I don't
understand that. But
and
nobody buys CDs anymore.
Well, I mean, I don't even buy music at all. I mean, I don't listen to music.
Nobody buys music anymore.
Well, I don't. I listen to the radio. That's about it. You know, I have the radio on the car back and forth.
Nobody listens to the
radio
anymore.
Shut up, Mark.
SoundCloud. Come on, man.
I'm trying to get a story out here. But anyway, we're talking
Dude,
about.
I'm supposed to be the old one, not you.
We were talking about songs and stuff from the 90s, the alternative rock, and it became a sing-a-thon where we would start singing stupid-ass songs from our childhood. And so then here I was playing Plants vs. Zombies. I stop and start looking songs up to start singing. And for somehow that got into my ex-wife, and then that got me into Paul Brandt. And then I was like, I'm going to sing this song and record it. And it was like terrible. And I was like, I'm not putting this up. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I have the same. So, and then Mark's like, it makes me want to sing. I said, well, I got another one I'll sing for you.
No, I sent you a private message. Like, I liked it. And then I unliked it. And then I was like, I want to explain why I unliked this. Because it made me sad and I did not like it anymore.
Yeah. We kind of had the same. We were laughing at first. And my wife was like, is Rob okay? I'm like, yeah, he's fine.
He's fine. He's okay. He's fine. But things are better now. So
that's good.
Good to hear.
But, oh, shit. So, Civil War 2 trailer. Civil War 2. Civil War 2. What the fuck is the Civil War 2?
No idea.
Marvel. Captain America.
Right, but there's been no Civil War 1, and this is Captain America 3.
It's the second trailer.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to use the least amount of words and letters.
You succeeded. Congratulations.
I was like, confused. So, Well, the big reveal at the end of this trailer is they finally showed off Spider-Man in a Marvel Disney-approved movie. So,
are you guys a fan?
I gotta say, not a fan of Spider-Man's outfit. It almost looked like the TV Spider-Man.
Eh.
I like one thing about the new Spider-Man. I don't really care about the eyes. Those don't bug me. What does bug me about his appearance, though, is that he is way, way, way too buff. He's supposed to be like 15 years old.
I don't think he looked that buff.
To go back and watch it.
Really?
Yes. He looks
dude way is jacked.
Wait, for a 15-year-old especially? Is he a football player? No, he's supposed to be a geek. That's not a geek's body.
But didn't
that is a fullback running back body.
Yeah, but doesn't the bite make him grow muscles? It did in the first one.
I don't think I've ever seen Spider-Man look this buff.
Yeah, dude.
In comics or anything. It's not, I don't like it. I do not approve. What I do approve of is his voice. Because he actually sounds like a kid.
He does. Doesn't look like one, though.
No. Which makes it even weirder. It's like, you sound like a kid. You look like a wrestler.
Right. Did you guys see on Facebook the Daily Bugle headline that somebody put up? They photoshopped. And it said Daily Bugle. And it has the picture of Spider-Man sitting up on the van with the Captain America shield. It says, Spider Thief steals from aging World War II soldier.
Nah.
I thought that was fantastic.
That's funny.
But that trailer looked awesome. I can't wait for that movie. The Captain America movies are my favorite.
I'm just worried that it's going to be too much because it's. I don't like exactly that they're using the next Cap movie to be just another Avengers movie. And I'm worried that it's going to be too blown up and too much going on. I like the single character movies because they're more focused. That's why I don't like the Avengers movies, and I'm worried that it's going to be too much of that.
I think it could have been cool if they kind of could have spread out the Civil War over different movies, but I mean, I guess that couldn't really work very well either because the movies that they have this year, Captain America, Thor, and Doctor Strange, but they don't really, I don't know if they were all invested in the Civil War. Hell, I don't even know what, there's so many damn Marvel movies coming out anymore, I don't even know what's coming out this year. So
I don't know.
I'm excited. I don't care. I like the Avenger movies. I like the last one. So, and everybody else that didn't like it, you know, whatever. But I liked it. And the Ghostbusters trailer also dropped.
Looks terrible.
Yeah.
I don't think it looks all that bad.
I'm not a big Ghostbusters fan.
I'm not either. But I thought the trailer looked like cheap, lazy, just garbage. Really, really generic.
The only thing,
and what I don't understand is that they've made a big point about how this isn't a sequel and how it's a completely new universe. It's a reboot, and this is a world where ghosts don't exist. And yet they say 30 years later, what the fuck is that shit? Right in the beginning, that makes no sense. Their messaging is all over the place.
What it looks like a remake, but then at the same time, they're making it seem like it's a sequel. But it's
stupid.
The stuff I thought was stupid though was what I hated about the trailer was the possession stuff that was just like so cliche and dumb that but up until that I was okay with what I'd seen in the trailer. So
and like the incredibly racist black stereotype.
Yeah.
Oh hell no! Uh-huh. I'm gonna slap this ghost out your face. Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And that was Mars. Entirely too racist.
No, I'm totally with you, dude. That was fucking ridiculous.
The only thing I liked in the trailer was the one actress who I didn't know. I guess she's from SNL, the blonde haired. I thought she seemed the most not just like, oh, here's a bunch of points here. Hit all these bullet points and make a generic flat character. She seemed at least somewhat interesting.
Huh.
And then you just have Chris Hemsworth looking like, oh, here's a buff guy. He might have been wearing glasses in the trailer. I don't know. It's like, oh, he's got glasses on, so he's kind of the dork then. Well, that's stupid. Dumbass movie.
Yeah, agreed.
Anyway, that's our negative thing. We're going to hear about that one.
And I kept waiting for the full theme song to play, and they just kept teasing it, and they never played it, and I hated that too. It's like, just play it. I want to hear the song. I don't want to just hear this dubstep-y intro. Bastards.
All right. Well, I guess that's it for the show. Everybody have... Oh, wait. We got one more thing to talk about.
Yeah. One thing.
Did you all already talk about Lionhead?
Yeah, we talked about Lionhead. Okay.
That's not surprising.
And we also talked about you being on the phone, and you'd be back on in 15 minutes. So
like making deals.
And really, with Lionhead closing, how big of a deal is it? Because how many people are still left from what Lionhead was?
Yeah, yeah. That's
We talked about that, too. They almost, a lot of them went to form Media Molecules, so.
Yeah.
See, we hit the bullet points, baby. We got this.
There's no jumping in Fable, right?
No.
Which is probably why they failed.
Exactly.
They didn't have any experience with jumping, so that's why it's so much of a big planet.
That's good, man.
I was like, what the hell's this coming? I don't get it.
I knew where it was going. That's a good one, man. Well played, sir.
All right. So now we're going to talk about Tom Clancy's. Ubisoft presents Tom Clancy's The Division.
I don't understand why Tom Clancy's name exists in anywhere. Because most people don't refer to the games as Tom Clancy's this unless they're trying to be perfectly accurate. Unless they're like, I'm in the press and I'm going to be 100% accurate to what the title is. Nobody goes around saying, hey, do you have Tom Clancy's The Division at GameStop? No, you say, do you have The Division? Do you have Rainbow Six? Do you have Splinter Cell? Do you have Tom Clancy's? No. Who gives a shit? Tom Clancy.
The reason they do it is, first of all, Ubisoft paid money for that license.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I don't get it. I don't. I want to know how many people buy it because it says Tom Clancy.
Well, I guess the other reason would be there's a certain expectation that comes with a Tom Clancy movie. You're going to get a level of
military.
Realism.
Don't say realism. It's not realistic.
It isn't, but you know what I'm trying to get at. Based on reality, I'll put it that way. But that's what people kind of expect.
I don't think they do anymore. I think they just expect like, Rainbow Six. It's the first person tactical shooter.
But like,
they don't think of Tom Clancy. And then Ghost Recon. It's the third person tactical shooter. Splinter Cell. It's the third person stealth game.
Yeah,
but I think a lot of times when you put the Tom Clancy name to it too, you know, you expect real world weapons, like, you know, they do name stuff like types like the M4s and stuff like that. You know, you expect that military. I mean,
you're not gonna get a Dark Void rifle, or a magic cannon hammer, you know.
So, but anyway, I'll discuss this off the air and chat and stuff, but I want to say it publicly too, is that this game is everything that I had wanted the Destiny to be.
Yep.
And
because it's actually good.
Yep.
And there are people online on Reddit shitting on the game because they're saying the shooting's not that good and it's an Ubisoft game. And I'm so sick of hearing that. I'm so sick of Ubisoft getting shit on. They've made one terrible game.
The people are going after them because of Destiny.
Destiny. They're going after him for Destiny.
I think a lot of it is Destiny
fans.
A lot of it is Destiny apologists. Yeah,
I don't know. I.
No, you were like really, really just choppy for me. That's
yeah, me too. I was like trying to make hide.
When I was joking about the Destiny fans were messing with you.
I was just saying, I was just saying that like Reddit and stuff is like shitting on Ubisoft all the time. It's like Ubisoft. It's like ever since Watch Dogs came out and it didn't look like the trailers, everybody shit on Ubisoft. And then Assassin's Creed Unity came out and was total fucking dog shit. And it's like ever since then, no one's trusted Ubisoft. Every game that they come out with, there's just people on Reddit just shitting all over it. And then they obviously haven't played it.
That's all people on Reddit ever do. I hate Reddit.
I do too.
Reddit has like the worst rules ever, where it's like you can't post anything that you do. I hate that so much. You can't do any kind of like the slightest bit of self-promotion.
You can self-promote as long as you don't make money off of it.
But then that's completely different. Because I used to, they would not allow me. I got banned from the gaming thing or whatever because I posted a link to one of my own stories, one of my own pieces of writing. And it's so stupid.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then I was like, fuck Reddit, because it doesn't make any sense. I put the link out there. What else am I doing? I'm doing nothing. People get to upvote it or downvote it. So if they don't want to see it, it'll disappear in a matter of minutes.
Well, okay. To be fair, I wanted to bring that up too, that I said that there's, you can't self-promote unless you, each subreddit has its own rules. So like you can self-promote in one, but you may not be able to self-promote in another. So maybe the gaming forum is not, doesn't allow any kind of self-promotion. So that could be what
that, that puts such a bad taste in my mouth that I don't really use Reddit because it's so awful.
What did somebody say in chat? I don't know. I can't find
Rich
it.
Rich will be back.
Oh, okay.
Because he has to go get some alcohol. Reddit has turned him to a life of alcoholism. Don't joke about alcoholism. Bad mark. Bad mark.
Bad mark. But, so, now The Division. I have just been enjoying it. I haven't got to play as much of it as I wanted to yet because it's been... I didn't get it till Wednesday night, and so I'm like level 10 now. Where are you at, Mark?
Way higher. That's why it's like we can't even play together if we were on at the same time, because I am now, and I'm getting close to the next level. I'm currently at level 25.
Holy shit, so you're almost at the cap, right?
Yep.
That sucks.
I really love the game. The Dark Zone, have you ventured in there yet?
No, I'm not even high enough level to even get in there, really, and do anything.
I think you could get in there. I think you might need to buy something at your home base. Mm. It might be like one of those things that you may have to do first. But the Dark Zone, I had one time where it was really good, and I didn't get killed once, and then some other times where I did. It's an interesting thing. Don't know how to feel about it. What I don't like about the game, though, is that it's such a faux online game, really.
Yeah.
It is completely single player. You won't run into ghosts of other players in the regular area. You won't run into other players unless you're in a safe house. You can see your friends on the map, and you can join them if their game is open or ask to join their game. But you will never run into another person unless you're in the Dark Zone. And I don't like that. That part, it just is a little bit frustrating.
Yeah, it really is. Because I was like, where are all the other players? And then I'm like, oh, there really aren't any. That's just me, and I'm running around, and I never see another player to come and help unless I invite them to my party. So, but I will say their matchmaking system works pretty well.
Yes, it does.
So when you want to go into a mission, you just can join people up. But yeah, it would be nice if you just seen somebody walking around. Because wasn't the beta like that? Wasn't the beta? No, really? Mm-mm. I was thinking
because that's one of the things I noted that I was like, I don't like this about it.
So, well, Rich, what do you have to say about The Division?
Much like you said, it's what I wanted Destiny to be, pretty much. The world for a world this size, there's a lot of stuff in it once you start looking around. You know, Destiny, you just get after a while, you're just like, okay, there should be something to collect somewhere. It just seems like there's a lot of empty space.
Right.
So, yeah, I really, 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 really appreciate the fact that they've actually populated the world with things to do.
Oh yeah, there's so many encounters and shit that you run into. Mm-hmm. You go from point A to point B, and like there's stuff to find, like looking for the phones, and it pops up on your
yeah.
And there's so many skills and stuff in the game, and I'm just mm-hmm. like, I'm so disappointed that you only get two.
I know. I also appreciate the fact that the game has sort of like a game plan as far as DLC and things mm-hmm. like that, whereas Destiny sort of had the, we'll kind of play it by ear. We'll give you something at some point. And, you know, I don't know. I'm really enjoying this game. I actually appreciate the fact that it's more of an RPG than Destiny is, you know. Yeah, the shooting isn't as pure as the Bungie offering, but Your leveling up to me seems a little more like realistic. Like the whole idea of light and, you know, I could never really get a good handle on Destiny's leveling up system.
It was so annoying.
Convoluted.
What was it? I don't think it was so even convoluted. It was just like, okay, you get this level, then you got to find light gear. But then it became impossible to find light gear early on. So you were like fighting to get, you know, you were spending hours to get one piece of loot so you could go up a level. And you're just like, come on, this is bullshit. And that just turned me off the game. Yeah. And they fixed all that now. But I just, every time I've come back to the game has just never done anything for me. I just do not understand the love for Destiny. And, The Division, man, I'm enjoying.
Nobody likes Destiny. They just like Destiny's Child.
So, I mean, and, you know, people, when I first seen this game, you know, I was like, it's not going to have much of a story. But there's a lot of story in, like, the stuff that you find around the world. I mean, if you pick up a cell phone, you hear, like, them talking about stuff that's going on during the Black Friday riots and stuff like that. And, how people reacted. There's missing agents, and sometimes those lead to like side missions. There's like so these echoes. Have you guys seen the echoes?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And I'm just
I've seen all this stuff. I don't care about any of it.
Oh, I do.
I think all that stuff's interesting because it really is telling the story.
Yeah, it helps flesh out the universe a
little
more. And
then when you beat some of these missions, you get the little videos that show you what like right now I've gone down like the medical path to, like a couple missions. And so I'm learning more about the virus, and then, you know, they do these really neat videos that, you know, just flesh out what happened.
I mean, the story missions are set out in a specific way. You have to play the ones they want you to play. You can't just be like, I want to focus on tech. I want to focus on this, because they're level based, and it's just like, okay, well, clearly this is the one I have to do next.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, though, that's like, I've done more of the
I think that's a bit annoying. That it's not as open to, oh, I want to focus on medical, or I want to focus on upgrading my tech thing and stuff like that.
Well, you can still earn money for killing stuff in the field and collecting that items and stuff like that. So
I know, and there are specific side missions, but there is just annoying that it's still so focused on like, no, this is the path you must take. That it's not as open and free in that sense.
Yeah. One thing I do like about the game too is that you can go back and do older missions on a higher difficulty, which Destiny tried to do some of that, but I never felt like even if you did it on a harder difficulty, it was either too hard or not hard enough, and you still didn't get anything out of doing it. So I haven't done any of the missions at a harder difficulty to see.
They are definitely harder.
Are they definitely harder?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I tried to go back and solo the first mission. I don't remember what level I was when I did, but that was not... I can't remember if they... just put them all at your level, but I died and I was like, forget this.
Oh, that would be fun then for four people, though, you know.
I'm saying, yeah, for a group it would be good. I mean, but I went into it trying to see if I could solo it like the other missions, but it was, nope.
So what kind of class are you guys running right now? What level are you, Rich?
I am level 11.
Oh, so me and you are 10 and 11, so we're like really close to each other.
Yeah. I'd be higher, but I had to go to New York City to visit some family.
So. Oh, you had to go play with the real Division, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Which is that's another thing I wanted to mention too, which I really like. My wife is from New York City, and we have family down there, so I spent a lot of time down there. And they did a pretty good job with Manhattan, with the village. I spent a lot of time in the village. With Hell's Kitchen, I spent a lot of time there, like walking the High Line and stuff like that. The fact that the High Line's even in the game was pretty cool. I was just really impressed. Like, if you're not familiar with New York City, they have this old elevated train that they turned into elevated garden, and it goes from like Manhattan into Hell's Kitchen.
Oh wow!
And yeah, it's really cool. And there's like art and different types of plants and flowers and stuff on it. It's really beautiful. And it's in the game, and there were a few areas, like when you get into like Hell's Kitchen and Chelsea, you start to see some buildings will paint, you know, murals on the side of the wall that's facing the High Line. Uh-huh. And as you're walking in the game, you start to see some of these things. I'm just like, wow, that's really cool. It's just little things like that. They whoever did this game knows Manhattan pretty well. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody took a picture of on Reddit, and they took a picture of their actual building that they worked at. Mm-hmm. And somebody else, and then they took a picture of it. It was actually in the game, and it was really hard for people to tell which one was which because, you know, because they were like, oh, except for the HUD, of course, gave it away. But one guy was, a couple of people were like, "Damn!" He goes, "That bottom picture looked worse, and it was the real one." He goes, "I thought that was the game picture," but he said they did a pretty good job. You could see the bridge off in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that wasn't quite right is the city streets are kind of were like perfect. On the game and in real life, you know, some of the buildings were
a little
skewed. Yep. They weren't straight down the middle, but you know, and there was an air conditioner in the one of the windows. And what was funny is like in the same window in real life, there was actually a place where there was an air conditioner, but they had taken it out and placed
it.
And it was like, that was crazy. I was like, wow, that is pretty neat.
Yeah. So. Like another example, you know, that your main HQ across from Madison Square Garden, that's a municipal library. That library really exists. And if you look across the street from those stairs, there's a big drugstore. Well, in real life, there's a big CVS right there. I mean, just little things like that. The only thing that was missing was the city bike racks for, you know, bike rentals.
Right.
Outside of the city bike stuff, it was pretty much dead on. I was real impressed, man. Real impressed. But how are you guys liking? Have you guys been playing a lot of co-op on this?
I have played like co-op with like I've joined like a couple missions, and just invited somebody in like random like the matchmaking, and it worked great. Mm-hmm. And a lot of time, what was really cool the first time I done this, man, I didn't even communicate with the guy. I was talking to Sean at a party, and me and this dude just kind of knew it's instinctively what each other was doing, and I mean, when your agent goes down, I mean, it tells you distinctly your agent has fallen, you need to save him immediately, because a lot of games don't do that. Sometimes they expect you to see the icon pop up, and I was like, and as soon as I knew he was down, you know, I'm trying to figure out a way to get to him and kill these people, but they give you enough time that as long as you're trying to work towards getting to that person, and then they can also move towards you as well.
Right.
So getting them up isn't a death sentence. So all that's really nice. And I love how, like, the levels and stuff are designed where flanking is the best opportunity to take somebody down.
Just like in real life.
The only thing I don't like is a lot of times a lot of people with armor are really hard as hell to take down, especially by yourself.
Yeah.
So I've noticed that when I play by myself, I was using medical and the pulse so I could see where people were at, but I ended up getting rid of the pulse when I'm playing by myself and got the turret because the turret helps a lot because it'll take off some of the heat from you so you can sneak around. So that's what I ended up doing as a single player. But when we go back to multiplayer, when I go back to co-op with actually people, I'll probably change up my abilities and stuff. So... So what are you guys running with?
I'm kind of meddling in a few things. Like I was kind of focusing a lot on the medical side of things, on healing and everything, but the guys I'm playing with are kind of doing the same thing. So I'm trying to get a little more into the tech and security side of things. As far as weapons, I'm using like a SCAR with a scope on it. A pretty decent scope, like a level. It's like a level 10 SCAR. I pretty much every mod on there is either like a 9 or a 10. It's pretty potent. And I got like a blue M60 that's got all kinds of like pretty decent mods on it too.
I'm finding a lot of greens. I haven't found too much blue stuff yet.
Yeah, you know, I tell you,
as you level up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
you won't find purples until you hit a certain level.
Yeah, I haven't found a purple yet, but I tell you, a lot of the blues I found have been not from missions, but from looking around and saying, hey, what's down? This looks kind of foreboding. You go down there, there's a ladder leads to nowhere, and then I find some enemies, and next thing I know, boom, there's something blue.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Yeah, yeah. I mean, this game really rewards that, which I appreciate.
It'll be nice when they add player trading in April.
Oh, yeah. That's coming? I didn't realize that was even coming.
I saw it when I was looking at what was in the season pass if I wanted to get it.
Yeah, and I've been playing with a group of like three guys, pretty much for the whole game. I got to play a little catch up. Actually, I'm playing right now. I got to play a little catch up because
you're playing right now while you're recording the podcast.
Yeah, well, I'm just doing some management stuff. It's good. What can I say? Hey,
let's end this show.
I put my.
I gotta go play in D&D.
So. That's why he was. I'll be right back. I have to turn on my Xbox.
Actually, I had to put the kids' laundry in the dryer. That's what I had to do. But yeah. So I've really enjoyed the co-op experience. It kind of ramps up the difficulty a little bit because like last night I was playing with. One of our guys was like level 17 and I was level 10 and I was getting my butt handed to me. It was still fun though.
Nice. So what are you running with mostly, Mark?
For me, weapon wise, I don't know what the name of it because it's some crazy name, but it's a high powered marksman rifle with, because I have a mod in it for a very extended clip so I can run with 28 shots in the clip, and it's a semi-auto marksman rifle, so I can get off shots really quickly, and I could just completely wreck complete groups of people with that. And then tech-wise or skill-wise, I'm using the heel one, both the like regular heel and then the dual button heel, the like big time skill, and then the sticky bomb. I love the sticky bomb, especially since I have a mod for it now that expands its power and radius and also causes people to, I think, I'm not sure if it's guaranteed, but a high percentage that they'll bleed.
Now, how do you get mod? Do you have to buy the mod for the...
The mods for skills come with upgrades to your base.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. That could help get the right stuff.
One upgrade system to focus on, I can't remember if it's in the medical or tech bay, but any upgrade that will improve your filter, you should definitely do those.
Okay.
Those are quite good.
Yeah, because a lot of times in the areas that are contaminated is where you'll find lots of good loot, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there are parts in the dark zone that are level 4 contaminated, so you need all the upgrades. I just recently got all the upgrades, haven't gone to those areas. I don't know if there's anything in those areas or if they're just like, people are chasing me. They probably can't chase me into here. I'm going to go hide in here.
Nice. So, yeah, The Division, it's pretty awesome. And I mean, it's pretty shocking that Mark is thinking about buying a season pass. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I did buy a season pass. Yeah, the last time I bought...
justify almost $100.
Yeah, I did.
Well, you justified hundreds and hundreds of dollars on games in general.
Not as bad as Rob, though.
Rob is a steady drip, a steady stream.
Yeah, I go in spurts.
You just like accidentally knock the entire faucet out of the sink and it's just splurting everywhere.
But then he fixes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or actually, his wife probably fixes it.
Right.
What did you buy? I did not. I'm so sad that I didn't realize the new 3DS Pokemon 20th Anniversary Edition came out. For some reason, I thought it was not coming out yet, and now it's nowhere.
Aww. Poe baby. Shh, it's okay.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Can you feel the love tonight? All right. Well, I don't think... did you have any movies you went and seen or anything, Rich?
No. I've been all about two things. My 3DS and The Division. So who got time for that?
Yeah, I may go see 10 Cloverfield Lane on Wednesday.
I want to see it.
It's
so weird.
I know.
Knowing that it's directed by a guy I used to watch on a podcast for like 5+ years. So crazy. The Totally Rad Show, which had him, Dan Trachtenberg, who's the director, then Jeff Cannata, who went on to do Weekend Confirmed podcast and now does DLC, and then the other guy was Alex Albrecht, who did Dignation with Kevin Rose and was also on Screensavers with him way back in the day. And now does I don't really know what.
Interesting.
Screensavers was good back in the day. I really liked that show.
Yeah, I want to see that movie too. I just, I don't know.
Let's start a war with whatever the hell the name of that company is, Twit, because Leo Laporte's a shithead. God almighty. I used to like him, and then I realized that he's a piece of shit.
Wow, strong words. I don't know. I never liked his show, but.
Well, I. More so because it was him and now I can't remember the other guy's name, but I like the other guy more, way more.
Oh, what's his face? Tarot.
Is that his name?
Which are you talking?
Screensavers.
Oh yeah, I don't watch Screensavers. I do Windows Weekly.
Oh, that show. I've watched that for a bit. Well, I mean, Screensavers doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Any television?
I'm sure there is. I just can't think of it off the top of my head because I'm playing The Division right now.
All right. And there apparently needs to be a Division graphic novel. So
I want to play The Division with Rich right now, go to the Darkest Zone as a group, and then ungroup from him and then kill him for ruining the podcast by playing The Division while podcasting.
I would deserve it. Bring it on.
Oh, man.
We didn't ask you. Did you go into the Dark Zone at all yet?
I went to Dark Zone last night and got my head handed to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of, you should probably just, almost the better recommendation for the division, for the Dark Zone is to don't even worry about loot. Forget loot. Just kill enemies and pick up Dark Zone credits and then buy loot that's already free from contamination because it's... You will lose a little bit, and I think you also lose experience if you die in the Dark Zone, too.
Oh, shit.
But you level up super fast, and I also don't know what the point of leveling up actually does for you in the Dark Zone.
Yeah, well, it's a different metric for the Dark Zone, right? You have leveling up for...
Yeah, it's a different level number system, and system, and...
Oh, so you lose Dark Zone experience, but you don't lose real experience.
And I don't think it is anything other than... Oh, this is how much you put into it or whatever. Like, I don't think there's any new skills or anything that you actually get from leveling up. Which is, like, it makes it weird. So, unless there is, like, unlimited cap in there. So, it's just, like, okay, you look how much this person has played in the Dark Zone. They're level 99 or whatever. But I do hope, I don't know if it's been mentioned in any of the season pass stuff, that they increase the level cap. I hate level caps in general, especially ones that are fairly low. Like, I would like it if it was just, you hit a, even if they added another system, like whatever Destiny or other things do, Diablo, where it's just a way of improving your character, just slightly. Because it's nice to always feel like you're getting something and not just trying to find a better piece of loot or just find, like, things that are maybe slight. Just if what I'm doing in the world is still adding to my character. And I hope that they introduce into one of the DLCs just sort of more just random bouts of crap going on in the city, because there will be a point where you will clear out the city. Because when you're going through the city and you're just running around, the things you run across, those are regular missions you will find at the safe house. If you go to the safe house and then check the map board and the person who gives you stuff. I mean, if you don't do that, then you can run across something that's like, oh, do you want to override your current thing to go to this thing that you just stumbled across? You're not stumbling across anything that's just randomly happening and will randomly happen all the time while playing the game. You just stumbled across something that is already there, set in stone. And I hope that they have random encounters added at some point. Because I do realize that there will come a point, probably sooner than later for me, because I'm fairly far in the game, where I will be at a point where I will be left to only just go into the Dark Zone and either try to get crazy loot or mess with people or go on, wait for like y'all to level up and then do co-op missions on hard and stuff like that. But I mean, there's, I've already got my money's worth, so I don't care about that. Very pretty.
Yeah.
Runs well. I mean, occasionally lag will make things do weird things, but overall it runs pretty well.
Yeah, I haven't really had too many hiccups either. You know, it's...
It's annoying, though. Like, oh, you're in the queue. The queue to what? It's a single-player game unless End of the Dark Zone. Just let me play the goddamn game.
I've only had that queue thing pop up once.
It happens all the time.
Well, I don't play much for during the day.
Stupid.
So.
And I mentioned, I think, in our Facebook chat that this feels like a world that takes place in between the world of Watch Dogs and I Am Alive. Like, it's more wrecked and ruined than Watch Dogs, because that was before anything really happened. And then I'm Alive was just, God, man, I'm Alive. What a train wreck.
Oh, that game should have been way better.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
It's like, oh, I bet it would be better if they people don't give enough love to Chicago, sons of bitches. I wish this was in Chicago and Watch Dogs was in Manhattan.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe the museums would be in there. The Field Museum would be in there. That was my biggest disappointment in Watch Dogs, is the Field Museum and the Aquarium wasn't in the game. I'm like, man, the two places I remember from Chicago the best, and I can't even go to them because they're not in Watch Dogs.
Man, it would be so cool to have this game in Chicago and be able to go to the museums and Wrigley Field and just like, oh, that'd be crazy. That'd be awesome.
Oh, I did watch a movie yesterday, and I liked it, and I ain't ashamed of it. I watched San Andreas with The Rock.
Oh, I'm sure that's probably a fun movie.
That is a fun movie.
I was on the edge of my seat the entire time. I started watching it before I went to bed Friday night. I was like, eh, I'll watch an hour of this. And I sat there and I watched the entire thing on the edge of my seat. Like, oh my God, oh my God. I felt so dumb afterwards that I was like, my mom's going to love this movie. So I went
Dude,
in there.
My mom loves disaster movies too.
And I was like, mom will love this. And she was in there. Oh, 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 oh. She did. So she was enjoying it too.
The Rock is a charismatic dude too.
Yeah. Well, what is it with moms and mass destruction? My mom loves freaking disaster movies.
After like, being a mother and raising bastard kids, yeah. They need some release.
Everybody.
They're
dies.
Like a tectonic plate of fury.
Yes.
So I guess that's it. That's our show for this week.
All right.
Let's do some plugs. Rich.
Well, I just want to give a shout out to the co-host of my racing podcast, Chad Casey. He's recovering from his cancer surgery, and you know, it's a tough road, but he's doing it. So, yeah, and I'm on Rolex DP Racer for pretty much everything. If you want to find me to play or something.
All right, Mark.
I am at PX Sausage on Twitter and everywhere else, except for PSN, where I'm still the Kush 3. Stupid, stupid crap. Side of it is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com. I do another podcast, which I talk about games and a lot of anime.
Yeah.
And I went back to watch Digimon, which I'll be talking about on that show, which should be interesting. That's the Pixelated Sausage podcast, because I'm really good at coming up with titles and names for things.
Obviously.
And then I set up a Patreon for the site and everything. If people want to support it or whatever, who cares?
Oh, Mark, I may have another podcast idea that I'm talking with Sean and his friend Preston about. How would you feel about having a paranormal podcast on our network?
That's fine. Let everyone do all they want.
So I'm working on trying to get that together to see if that'll actually happen. So we talk about paranormal news and supernatural shit, UFOs and everything, because we're all into that shit. So I don't know. We'll see if it happens. I've said this before. I've come up with ideas that never happen. So, but I'm Henderson Man. You can find me on everything, Twitter.
I still have that episode of Geekswood.
Oh, God, that was terrible. That's probably not even worth putting up.
I'm going to put that up here instead of this episode.
My mom is terrible at podcasting. She was good at raising me, but terrible at podcasting.
I will make that a goal if we hit $500 a month on Patreon. Hey, I'll release that episode.
She needs a little practice, man. She needs a little practice.
So, Anyway, that's it for the show. Everybody, have a good week. You can do better than that. That was terrible.
That was the weakest fart I think I've ever heard.
I don't fucking give a shit right now, man. I want to go play The Division. I'm waiting until the show ends.
I'm not
fucking doing this show. I'll just hang up on you. I don't care.
Come on, you can do it.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to start up The Division now. We can just leave this thing going. I left it running in a game of Gems of War. I need to finish this game. I can't just quit it out. I'll just quit it out. It doesn't matter. It doesn't count. I think I passed 900 wins. I'm not doing it, so I'm serious. I literally just loaded up The Division. So this is going to keep going on as long as you're willing to do it.
I'm playing The Division. I've checked out, so I'm playing. Right now,
I'm looking at three asses and the Tom Clancy official screen. Come on, it just went to black, so it's probably loading. Come on, this is enough blackness. Oh, now it's loading. It's getting a little spinny circle thing. Tom Clancy's The Division. There's a line through The Division. If you didn't know, there's a little TM after the N. Warn, read before playing. I'm gonna let everyone know what they should be worried about before playing The Division. A very small percentage. Oh, what the fuck? The warning went away. Never mind, people. There's something that you should be worried about with The Division, but I couldn't read it fast enough.
Okay. I'm out.
I'm now connecting. It doesn't matter if we're out or not because he has to hang up. And it doesn't really matter because we're still playing the game.
Later, dude.
I'm ready to join the game. I'm joining. I'm connecting right now. PXS Sausage.
Rich is hung connecting. Up.